son, we got down to business.
What business is that?
It's time for me to sing my song.
Oh, no, it's
satire. He brought along
something awful.
Come on now, you, let's hear it.
In this episode, the women talk about discovering their clits.
Here at First Family Church.
It's a good place to start.
What we can do is to strip
your clothes
in front of them all.
Remember to take off your shoes and socks as well.
Step by step, the body parts grow disposable, like products we use and discard.
Ask him to remove his arms and legs
with a rusty screwdriver.
Just then, an elderly rabbit appeared.
Reached into his shirt, pulled out a pistol, shot him.
This made the children laugh.
When he hit the ground, he shot him again.
If you have time, let the children use
the decomposed body
as an extra treat.
Oh, boy!
Infants and children can be eliminated
with these long-range missiles.
That's wrong, isn't it?
Quite the contrary is true.
In fact,
in the name of the Lord Jesus,
God commands them to
seriously injure or even kill the baby.
Who will be my able assistant?
Joe Green.
Mr. Green! You know that isn't nice. Shut up, you fuck.
Your mom knows what to feed you to help you
die a painful death.
Oh, Mom.
Their mother was killed instantly.
Whoever is making that noise is making it outside my front door.
Yes? Who is it?
It was Peter's ghost at the door.
Hi, this is Peter Cetera.
Peter did not seem to be enjoying himself.
Ah! Any bird lover can teach a parakeet to speak just like Peter does.
Do you get a black and white skin, American bongo, fin, American bongo?
It would be hard to say.
The
disciples did not understand.
He is not getting his ideas across.
It made him very angry.
And so, as evening fell,
he jumped
from the highest branch of this tree
and settles gently to earth by parachute.
But he brought along
the newborn baby.
It kicked and struggled, but he held it firmly by its legs.
Joyfully, they jumped
from the highest branch of this tree
with that stupid backpack
containing the baby.
Make sure the baby is buckled in securely.
Is there anything else I should know about
the risk of having deformed babies?
You want to know what makes my nose dripping wet?
No, and I don't want to know.
Hey, do you want to play a game now?
Here's a little game we can play with our fingers.
And the vagina.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
One thing that's easy to make is a sandwich.
With Alan Thicke and Harry Hamlin.
It's as easy as child's play.
Hi, this is Donny Osmond. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in
crimes that are committed in the name of Satan all over the United States of America.
It sure is.
And many people hold Batman responsible.
This blood-sucking creature is one of the many carriers responsible for
eating the babies and cutting faces off of them.
Here at First Family Church. And it's a good thing.
I don't think that's a good idea, Oscar.
But instead of a birthday party,
I'll be in here.
Raping his girl, shitting on her, spitting on her with my partners in crime.
The one finger will go into the vagina and then one into the rectum.
Do you want to stay and sleep with me?
Yes, I shall do it gladly.
Now that was some hot doggy loving.
Now this.
Now this machine's been sabotaged.
Now this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun.
At a magical castle.
Where nightmares become reality.
According to the man burdened with the task of shielding the public from the horrors all around us.
Terror, horror, death. Film at 11.
I'm Kate Kelly in the Channel 5 newsroom. Here are some of the stories you can watch on Nightcast at 11 o'clock.
A young couple dismembered this man in their kitchen.
Lord, who is the man?
His name shall be called in Israel.
Mr. Candy Wiggle.
The vault of horror is about to open. You will learn its terrifying secrets.
Secrets that have produced millions of dollars in business for
the father of our family, Mr. George McDonald.
George couldn't wait to try out his new hatchet on everything.
That's interesting, George.
George, you're no help at all.
I think I can tell you what George's problems are.
But man has always been able to solve his problems by
binding or inflicting pain upon the other.
And kids love it.
Have somebody beat me.
All right, son.
Well, this is going to get us nowhere.
Check it with your finger.
The last thing I do is check your stool for blood.
Okay, we're almost done. You're doing great.
Now, that may not seem a very good song to you, but it seemed to be one of the best songs he'd ever sung.
Kill that noise.